This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
All this week and tomorrow on World AIDS Day, you may see people wearing or handing out red ribbons all around the country. But what does that actually mean?
Well, the red ribbon is an awareness ribbon, and wearing it recognises the struggle of HIV/AIDS and is a symbol of solidarity and commitment to the fight against HIV/AIDS.
But here in Australia, you may notice that the ribbon's a little bit different to the ribbon worldwide. Instead of the ribbon looping, it folds over in an upside-down V.
Maybe you didn't know that. Last night at the Victorian AIDS Council 25 years under the Red Ribbon event, I got the lowdown from Tex McKenzie, who's the longest serving employee at VAC, about how our unique spin on the Red Ribbon came about.
Well, there was a Melbourne man by the name of Brent Lacey, and he was in New York. He saw the original International Red Ribbon, which people will know as the ribbon with the loop at the top, and he found out that it had been designed by a group of artists in the United States of America, and they had designed it as an awareness tool to spread the message of compassion and hope for people living with AIDS, as they called it at the time. And he brought the idea back to Melbourne. He redesigned it by getting rid of the loop at the top so that he could make more ribbons per roll of ribbon.
What a Victorian thing to do, to actually make it more efficient.
Yep. Indeed, to make it more efficient.
And was there something about changing the shape of the ribbon that it had a V in it for Victoria?
Indeed. Now, the ribbon as he designed it is essentially an upside-down V.
Right.
And anybody who sees the ribbon being handed out on around World AIDS Day each year will see the upside-down V. He designed it as an upside-down V deliberately so that one day it could be turned upside down and it would become a V for victory, victory over HIV when there's a cure.
Now, and the other thing that we were talking about, or I heard tonight, was about the safety pin.
Indeed. Back in the United States of America in the 1980s, the mid-1980s, when the news of HIV, as we call it now, but AIDS or gay-related immune deficiency, as they called it back then, people knew that this new infection had something to do with sex, but they weren't quite sure what it was. They knew they had to practice safe sex, so to show that they practice safe sex, they used to wear a safety pin on their jacket or their jumper, because safety pin equaled safe sex.
And this was wearing a safety pin without the red ribbon.
Indeed.
And not on World AIDS Day.
That's right. Just any time when you're out in the bars, when you're out having fun, letting other people know surreptitiously, I practice safe sex too because I'm wearing a safety pin. And Brent, who redesigned the red ribbon into the uniquely Victorian red ribbon, incorporated that safety pin as a visible reminder of safe sex for history's sake.
And the story we were hearing tonight was that the red ribbon was then adopted or was taken up by the Victorian AIDS Council.
Indeed.
Or what we now call VAC.
Yep.
And that was a very powerful fundraising tool as well as awareness raising.
Oh, indeed. It provided money for our David Williams Fund, which is a fund that provides direct financial support to men, women and children here in Victoria living with HIV. And in the beginning, those ribbons were sold for $2 each. Nowadays, we just ask for a donation. But all of that money went into the fund for David Williams, who was a man who died of HIV back in 86. His family and friends started the fund. All of the money from the ribbons used to go into the fund, which was then turned around and went out to people living in financial distress who were living with HIV.
And that financial fund still exists today, doesn't
it? Indeed, the David Williams Fund is an integral part of the Victorian AIDS Council, as people in Sydney and Adelaide will know of the Bobby Goldsmith Fund.
Yes.
So it's a similar sort of name, similar sort of fund, and that fund has continued to assist people with HIV. Nowadays, it's more giving people a hand up rather than a hand out, so helping people back into the workforce, helping people get education so that they can continue their happy, healthy lives now that they're living on treatments and not as many people are dying as much.
So HIV treatment has evolved, has
indeed
changed quite dramatically in some
indeed
respects, I suppose, especially we're thinking about treatment as prevention and PrEP today. But we still have World AIDS Day. We still have the Red Ribbon.
Yep.
Why do you think it's still important? I mean, you've been through all of this, which is really interesting. You've been here since the beginning. Why do you think it's still important?
Look, I joined the organisation back in 1989, so, you know, about 6 years after the organisation formed. But it's really important, World AIDS Day. It's a day when, it's a bit like Anzac Day. We remember our fallen heroes. Our heroes were people who contracted HIV and died. They were our mates, our friends, our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers, our children, people in our communities. So it's a remembrance day for us when we can sit down, we can remember, and we can celebrate the love and remember their lives.
And that's really quite emotional.
Indeed.
Isn't it?
It always gets me.
Going back, because we've had those personal experience, those of us from a particular generation. And that's really important to remember and to reflect on that past, and that can be quite sad. But I also see a younger generation out there selling the red ribbons. Mm-hmm. And why do you think that the red ribbons still engage with a younger community? And what do you think it means to them? Because is it a bit different to what it might mean to an older generation?
Well, it's a symbol of HIV/AIDS. It's a symbol of the fight that people fought. And to an extent, the fight that people still fight, because there are still people living with HIV who will die this year and have died this year. So young people, old people, people, all different sorts of people are able to contract HIV. Treatments only work so far. And so young people who want to give back to their community, one way of giving back to their community is through organisations like VAC, but it's also through organisations like JOY. Like Living Positive Victoria, like any of the various sporting groups that exist in our community, all different sorts of people come together and work together for the betterment of our society and leading on now towards the betterment through equal marriage.
Yes, to those modern issues as well.
Indeed.
Tex, you're doing a fabulous job in bringing out the current, this year's theme of World AIDS Day, which I believe is HIV is still here.
Yep, HIV doesn't discriminate. HIV is still here. HIV is still important. Even though with all the treatments, even with PrEP, it's still remembering that for some people, condoms are still the answer, so that there's a whole variety of tools that we can use now to keep ourselves safe. And when we're keeping ourselves safe, we're also keeping the other person we're having sex with safe at the same time.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.